Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Racing HQ, our continued programs around country New South Wales. This morning, we talked to you from Dubbo. We drove from Nyngan yesterday where it was entertaining to say the least with Rodney Robb and the other guests. And I must admit, the interview that we did to wrap up yesterday's program with the school principal from Trundle affected me for some many hours driving. It left me very much aware of just how the country areas are battling through this. And it's hard to realise that what Tanya has just told us, that Mwillimbah races are off today because of rain. They've had so much rain in the top bit of New South Wales that those races are off. And I know where many of our listeners are back in Sydney and along the coast, that you're going to get rain over the next 3 to 4 days. That is something that, well, people out in this area and around country New South Wales, they would literally stand out in it and dance if that was the case, if they had any prospect of any sort of rain. I'm talking to you from the mounting yard at the Dubbo Racecourse, and there is literally no cloud in the sky, and it was exactly the same yesterday. We're going to talk to an array of people from the area to bring you what they're battling through here in this area where the Newell, the Mitchell and the Golden Highways all come together. There's around 40,000 people that live in the community of Dubbo, but there are so many farms around the area as well. One of our first guests is Michael Edwards. Michael and his wife Nikki have been in the racing game, and they own a business here in Dubbo called Fernie's Horseland. Michael, thank you for coming out and being a part of our program.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, no, pleasure. And we'd just like to paint that picture of how dry it is out here. And it's certainly that. And when you look out the window, you might see a dash of green, but there's no or little substance to it.
There are obviously the cool mornings and the dew, and that might just bring a little bit of that green drought, as I've learned about it, but it's only light, and if it was warm, then it would be quickly brown. Can you relate, just as your company, Horseland, can you relate, particularly, I guess, around horse feeds, how hard it is for the people in this area?
Andrew, it's unbelievably difficult now. Like, the cost of feed is In all areas has increased at least 50%, and the availability is very, very difficult, and that is driving the prices up. But they've probably reached a peak where people just can't afford to pay anything more, and availability going forward is going to be the most difficult thing. Like, the Macquarie Valley here relies on a lot of irrigation. It's one of the biggest producers of irrigation feed and product. It was announced last week, there's no allocations going forward for this coming year, this coming season. So that impact will affect basically all stock feeds and again continue to drive that price or hold it at the very, very high levels. The southern districts are a little bit better off than us, but it's on the back of two very difficult years. Last year was an unbelievably difficult year to grain, get feed. Hay is a very, very difficult thing to source. It's expensive to shift. And last year, we as a business pulled hay out of Victoria, South Australia and Queensland. We've never had to do that in the last 40 or 50 years. Mm. This year is shaping. Everything is difficult. Every bit is difficult, and given our local production is going to be very, very little or next to nil.
Okay, I don't mean this to be a hard question to answer, but is there someone in this train that's making money?
Look, there's no doubt anyone that's got a product that's been driven by supply and demand.
Yeah.
Are making more than what they probably would normally,
yeah.
But given that a lot of the production is on the back of irrigation, electricity's gone through the roof,
yeah.
Water licenses have gone through the roof, and the availability now is zero. So that supply and demand no doubt drives every market.
Yeah, and, yeah, I understand. I guess where I'm heading, and it's unfair, I'm not taking it out on you, but the hardest thing, Mike, is that the one thing that has come through in the last 3 or 4 days is that people can't afford to pay for the cost of the hay. Let's just say hay, the bales of hay. They can't afford to maintain it. Or pay for it, so therefore they've got to sell their cattle or sheep or whatever they've got, and then there's nothing there, and the bank is still expecting their money if the property's being paid off. Is there a level playing field here?
Look, there. Again, I can only go back to the supply and demand, yeah. And I'm not trying to shift anything anywhere other than
what the
growers own. The growers of these products own the raw material, and I can tell you that the cost of sourcing those products has now more than doubled, and so yeah, it ends up being an expensive product at the end. The cost of freight now is so expensive. Fuel is dear, so to move, you can imagine trying to move a bale of hay from Victoria, from the Woomera, or from the back of Queensland there somewhere. The cost to shift that bale of hay
is
$6 to $8.
Can I ask you just on that, because I'm learning about this, and many of our listeners would be as well, but can there be a shortage of hay?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Last year, basically, the eastern seaboard got to the point or the brink of running out completely.
Yeah.
Now, you know, a lot of, obviously getting back to the racing industry, a lot of trainers and that type of thing have long-term arrangements, and a lot of suppliers do. So they end up being covered. But I think last year caught a lot of people by surprise in that when everyone turned around and expected to be able to pick it up where they normally pick it up, there wasn't any there. The sheds were empty.
Yeah.
And we're 1 month into winter, and I would predict now that we're in a worse position now than what we were last year. Sheds are empty.
Yeah.
Sheds are empty, and there's not going to be the production.
No, that's not going to be there. Can I just go back to one of your early points there with Macquarie Valley? You mentioned it's so important. Of this area, the hay and stuff that comes from that area, is it 70% of the intake of this area? I mean, do you rely on it for 70%, 80%? Is it totally reliant on that valley area?
Normally the Macquarie Valley would supply our needs 100%.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case last year. We would have only been able to source 50% to 60%. We had to draw from those other states.
Yeah.
The other thing on the back of the Macquarie Valley not having any irrigation, the Lachlan River, so the southern districts, Cowra and that type of thing, they're having a little bit softer season, but they've got no irrigation allocation either. So two areas that produce massive amounts of produce have no irrigation. You then turn back to dryland farming. Well, around here, there's pretty well non-existent. You might drive past a paddock when you're driving down the road and see it green and you think, well, that doesn't look too bad. But in reality, if you were to walk into that paddock and have a look, you'd probably find, you know, it's sparsely populated.
It doesn't look as thick as what it looks when you see it from
a distance. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. The cotton is obviously very important in these parts as well. And I noted in the local paper this morning, they've even come out and said that the allocation for them is going to be well and truly cut for the year ahead.
The Macquarie Valley cotton have no allocation. If they've got bore licenses, that's a little different, but out of the river, they've got no allocation. I think, to be fair to the cotton industry, they've been painted to be the baddies in a lot of the discussion and argument about water. I think unfairly to a degree, and it becomes a little bit stark to you, as you would have seen yesterday driving back from Ningen, to see all those cotton reels on the side
hundreds
of the road.
Hundreds of them. Hundreds.
They're thousands and thousands. So it looks a little bit stark when you see it that way, and it sort of hits you and you think, wow, they must have used a lot of water to grow that. Well, they do use an amount of water, but I think it's a little bit of out of balance, that argument.
Yeah, understand. Now, there's certainly that argument, talking to a few locals last night at the local pub. Just in regard to positivity, because there's been a lot of the way that we're struggling through this, but I always like to keep a positive side. Are there people that are still there that are positive about that it's going to rain, or is it, have you got to a point in this community that, what are we going to do here? Where is it?
Look, look, everyone likes to take that positive outlook, and that's the only way to really do it. And look, it will rain again, without a doubt. And Burrendong Dam is back to 5 or 6%. I've seen it at 3%, and I've seen in the space of 3 months be 180%.
Yeah.
So that's how quickly it can change. Yeah. We would love to be in a situation where we're talking about what has just passed, and we've got all this rain, and oh gee, the Dubbo races are off because it's too wet.
Yeah.
We're not at that point. We would love to be at that point,
yeah.
But look, it will rain. It's
yeah.
just at a very a teetering point at the moment, in that we're in the middle of winter. The cropping winter season is coming and passing us by. We've not got a great picture for the summer, but it will rain without a doubt, and things will turn around. And as they say, you just got to keep your chin up.
We can't wait for that to happen. That's a simple case. I think everyone just wants it to fall out of the sky, and it's hard when, as I said at the start, Murwillumbah races are off and it's raining back in Sydney for the next 3 or 4 days. That makes it all sort of sink in even a little bit further. I'll be back there by the weekend, then I'll be in rain and thinking,
feeling guilty.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Hey, Mike, thanks very much for joining us, for coming out. I know you used to be here on the committee at Dubbo at the race club here, and you've got the business Fernie's Horseland. But just wanted to get it from a business point of view. Thanks for your time, Mike.
My pleasure, Andrew.
Good
thanks
on you.
Very much.